This motherfucker. And his ass said earlier, I beat her on time. See what the fuck I'm talking about?
Man.
With Dame here, I like how Dame move, and I just want to hear him talk on some...
Man, whatever y'all want to talk about.
Just a conversation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some shit we should just call it what it is.
That's my thing. That's my thing.
Like, it ain't nice, so we just call it what it is.
I'm like, I don't fuck with that too much, man. But he'll be here in a second.
Y'all broadcasting live?
Nah. I say too much dumb shit. Like, we can't go live.
Okay.
Yeah, I say too much dumb shit. So they used to get mad at me because I would call everybody when you do something stupid.
Okay.
And I'm like, man, that's
what you got to do to...
Anything retarded. I'm like, you're just he's not even gay.
I'm thinking a whole one. You got...
Because you're not even brave. Like, and he would say, like, bro, you can't say that. The fuck? Yeah. What are they going to do?
It's an unpopular word these days.
Man. Yeah, no. How you know I'm not talking about a cigarette?
See, like, see? I'm not going to say it. I'm just going
to...
And smokers understand each other. They speak a whole different language.
That's the same way when you go
lighter first and shit.
When you roll your hand up, when you flick your finger, like...
Yeah.
That's sign language that every other smoker understands.
Enough said.
The look...
Man.
Yep. Just because I'm a fan of you and the way you speak, that I just kind of want to just do a conversation. I don't want to interview you. I don't want
to. Oh man, I'm here to kick it.
You know, I'm
here to
kick it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I got to leave about 9 to pick my son up, but I mean, that give us.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. Yeah.
Just let me know.
Hurry up. Yeah, well, shit. Hey, you know what? Mo gonna be late, bro. Let's get started. I want to get this going, man. All right.
Bet.
You ready?
Yep. All
right.
I come from a place where you ain't supposed to make it. A place where you die if you don't know the basics. A place where they race you off for survival when love don't exist much. Some lost hope, feeling like even Jesus can't assist us. Shit.
Love, you killing them.
Now I done took it out of town. And show these other cities how the D be getting down. Where my credit at? Niggas try to play me like a nobody. Now I gotta make them act right like I'm Yo Gotti. Oh man, much love to the DJs who play a nigga shit and run it back like a replay. Couple of them tried to make me pay. What? Bet you when I blow, they be on my nuts. Fuck em, I don't need radio to win. Got the streets, got the strippers, and my niggas in the pen. And they all wanna see a nigga make it. If a chance, make a champion, my nigga, I'ma take it.
All right, y'all, welcome back to another episode of the I'm Not As Stink As You Drunk I Am podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew. This is your royal ratchetness, Reverend Ratchet, your main man's cat.
This is Voodoo the motherfucking menace. You can't count a clown, y'all.
And this is your favorite DD, Nat King Kobe. What's up, everybody?
And Mo is late as fuck as usual, so this motherfucker better be somewhere talking about some I already showered and left the gym, whatever. He knew we had a fucking agenda today. He knew better. And when I tell y'all this is why I don't like black people, this is why right here. Well, no, I gotta say hey, Haitian. Hey, when I say hey. I don't like Haitian people, this is why right here.
I was gonna say, hey.
So, this is episode numero 176. So, boom. Y'all.
Nice.
Yeah. See, appreciate
nice,
it.
Nice. See, it's dedication.
So, our account is really higher than that. But we don't count when we do bonus episodes or two a week or whatever.
Okay.
Every week is an episode. All right.
Big Mo calling live from the vehicle.
Right. He already he knew I was talking shit. He could hear me talking shit.
Yeah, so bro, for y'all, like,
go ahead.
Listen.
What, Linda?
Listen. Check. Yeah.
Is it fucked up that I'm being racist because all I see is teeth when you speak?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
All you see is teeth.
just to let you know, we on air, so you
yeah, we recording, bro.
You got a hot mic.
Go ahead, yeah. Do your intro real quick.
Hey, yo, this is Big Mo, best in the world, baby.
So, Big Mo's a singer.
Okay.
Yeah. So, y'all, just so y'all know real quick, I know y'all hear a voice and y'all probably like, who the fuck is that voice? I don't recognize. Today is it's an accomplishment for me. I'm proud of today and happy for today because we got Dame in the building with us, and Dame is half of the Shop Talk podcast, another podcast. That I follow.
I appreciate y'all fans having me out, man.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming, man. I'm a fan of the show. I'm a fan of you, the way you speak, how you talk, the way you carry yourself. You know, and so as a lot of times, like, we done quoted you and Jay a few times in the show already.
You know, I knew y'all was good dudes. You know, me and you been talking back and forth on social media for a minute now before the invite came, man. So, I felt like the air was already cool and shit. Right. So, I appreciate the invite, man. Look forward to doing more with y'all. And one day, we got to have y'all on Shop Talk.
Oh, man. Just say the word.
But I want to get the whole crew in the studio. I want to get all the fellas in.
Bring your Haitian ass up here.
That'll be a good time.
Mo won't come up here during the winter.
So
we argue all the time because I'll be like, man, it's fucking cold today. Because when we get like, 19 freezing single degrees, and he's like, man, I feel you, it's freezing today. And I get an attitude already because he'll say some dumb shit like, man, it's like 70 degrees today, I'm cold.
Look, dog, I ain't even going to front that cold air. Do something different. Now that I'm older, man, do something different to my body. Like, I'll
be a little bigger, your hands be a little slower.
Look, man.
It is, bro, because we be freezing down here, man.
Motherfucker, go.
I was joking with I got a daughter that's 17.
Okay.
So when you got teenage daughters, they feel like they run your life as well as they run their own life. And I was telling her, like, shit, if it get cold like this tomorrow, I'm going to have to pull out the North Face. And she's like, it's not even cold. I'm like,
shit, okay.
It's one thing to be warm and then cool down. You don't be cold. And hard to be cold and warm the fuck out and warm up. And you not in some shit that's going to make you fully warm.
Right. Like you have to plan for the day because you will leave the house in the morning and it'll be.
And that morning cold different.
It's like it was settling overnight. Like heat. But it's cold.
The day gonna chill out.
Yeah.
By lunchtime, it's gonna be the real temperature.
Yeah.
But like that's
a few hours.
But that 6 a.m. cold is like, oh.
It's like, this is like as soon as you walk out, a motherfucker punch you in the face and shit. Bitch, you're like, oh, shit, man.
I feel assaulted now. I'm not sure what happened here.
Look, man, I get up walking the dog like about 5:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Like, I know it's cold when he don't want to step outside. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Like, why don't we just skip today and say we did?
Like, you know what? You don't want to wait until a little bit later? Like, hold up, right quick. Hold up. Take me out later on, man. Not right now, man.
See, like, and I do my dog at night. I walk my dog at night. You know, like I was telling you, because when you first got here, that I was telling you, like, my dog don't do good with other people. He don't like people he don't know. He don't like it. So, like, he needs one or two times with you being in the house for him to say, all right, I recognize this person. But one time, nah.
That's just some weirdo pit bull shit.
Yeah. He don't growl. He not going to bark. He just going to walk up to you and bite your ass.
People that never had pit bulls and don't understand. Like, they just weird. They
do their thing.
Yeah, they their own people.
Yeah. Actually, like right now, you hear him downstairs being goofy, hollering with the boy, being retarded. I bet you if I go down there right now, he on my son's bed with his paws in the air like I'm a cat.
Having a good time.
Yeah. But let someone come
And that's in. Some weird shit too, kids and dogs. My youngest in the pit kind of come eye to eye.
Okay.
Because my baby boy ain't that big and he just be, but the pit don't do nothing but love on.
That's your youngest?
Yeah, man, I got a five-year-old. I'm still in the game, bro.
Bro.
I'm still in the game.
Why'd you hit the reset button?
That's why you hit the reset.
You know what? You know what, man? I want to give like a smart ass answer. Like, I was fucking raw. You know what I'm saying? I was fucking raw. Man. I was thinking like it's not like, gonna happen to me.
Yeah,
like, and then
he had to lace back up the jimmies right quick, man.
Right. He was too late.
No, I had just given up on him. I wouldn't even. She said she was on birth control. I was like, all right, whatever.
Enough. It's good enough. Whatever.
I'm good.
So, this wasn't a pre-cum baby. You fully fucking nut. You shot the bitch up.
Inside of him. Every time.
Oh, shit.
He every went time. In with the stiff arm. I'm in the end zone today.
Shit. He
there was, never you like, oh, it could have been this. Like, it could have been whenever. Like, I was never, being responsible.
She not
was
once, not once.
So, I was... It's a fucked up story because, like, my son's mother, regardless of whatever we go through, all my kids' mothers, I'm not just going to, like, knock her, but, like, I'm not knocking her no way. But my son's mother, she always been down, always been a good person. They all are incredible women. But so, like, she told me she was on birth control. Yeah. But, like, you know, with birth control, you should know at this big age. So, like, you're supposed to take it at the same time every day.
Right.
She's taking the motherfucker all type of different times.
Sporadically.
I'm like that's not how it works. She's like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm like, I definitely know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I missed one day. Let me take two pills today.
And sure as shit, she was pregnant. So, like, it was never any doubt in my mind. Like,
damn.
I was like, oh, No, it couldn't. No, you're not. Like,
yeah, you are. Yeah,
like all right. You had to do the Family Matters pose right there. Like, all right.
And like, you know. just do your hands up. Like, fuck it. Here we are.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got. I got it from 20 to 5, man.
So how many? How many you got?
5.
You got 5?
Yeah.
Almost a baseball team.
Yeah, man.
Almost. You got an infield. You got an infield.
Yeah, we deep. We gang. Yeah. We jumpy. Yeah.
The tribe. Yeah. You got a clan going on.
Yeah, we get jumpy.
See, I got 2 20-year-olds and then my 11-year-old.
Okay.
And that's it.
Your 20-year-olds, both girls?
No, I have a boy and a girl. They're 3 days apart.
Okay, I get it.
November 23rd, November 26th.
I get it, man. We've been there.
Yeah, you know.
You live. You live.
It's okay. I don't regret shit. But I love it because I get this all the time. I'm like, yeah, I got 2 20-year-olds. And I get, oh, you got twins? No. Then I get the, oh.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care.
People just... Like, look, don't judge my shit because it looked different than your shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? We all got shit.
Exactly.
Mine just looked different. Like, look, man, I say this shit all the time. I got 5 kids by 3 different women, and if you just look at the story like that, like it do look a certain way. But like, I was married. These are both women These are all women I cared about and shit. Like, I just ain't no career baby daddy. Look away on paper.
You do this professionally.
Yeah, look away on paper. But, like, I love my kids. What's I'm up, involved.
Kid? This is my youngest one. Kid, this is Dane.
What's up, man? How you doing? What's your name?
Alfredo,
you was unsure for a minute, man.
Like, I don't want to hit you with the street name or the legal name. Like, they call me Grandmaster. Like, what's up, kid? What you need? The toys, they're wherever they put them. I don't know, kid. Go look in the office, and there might be a little fluffy thing in there, something to look. All right?
Thank you.
Yep.
That's what I love about kids, man. They don't even make no attempt to look for some shit.
Right, yeah. You know what it's wherever they put it. It's where it's at.
Yeah, they don't even make no... I remember my old dude used to tell me, like, look, man, I'd be like, he sent me to get something I can't find. He was like, stay in the fucking house till you find it. That's how he gonna keep looking until you find it.
See, so what I was always told was, de vas a ver, which in Spanish means, I'm gonna show you, you're gonna get it. De vas a ver, you're gonna get it. And so that's what my mother always told me. She was like, I need you to go in the pantry. The second drawer on the left-hand side is a small container that has a Z written on it. Bring me the container.
It does not matter. You can give them GPS directions.
I couldn't find it.
And they're going to act like they can't find it.
That was me. I couldn't find
it. But look, they get them sticks in their hand, Modern Warfare on. They close their eyes.
Yeah.
They know where they at.
They know where they are, where the 50 carbine is tucked away on top of the tree under the camp left foot.
They know where it's at.
So and they know where the other motherfuckers going
to
be.
If I have to get up,
he going over there.
If I get up and go find it, de vas a ver. I'm like, damn. But she's getting up and I'm running like, no.
Because she is, she knows where she puts it. She's going to go directly there. Yep. Fuck them directions.
Yep.
She probably left a step or two out because she expected you to just put it together. But she knows exactly where that shit is.
I'm like, man, every time. And I'm like, man, I used to hate that. Like,
Mother's, look, man, I lost my mom about 10 years ago.
Okay.
But like, one thing I can say, like, mothers are the shit.
Yeah.
Moms are the greatest thing God ever gave us. Heaven is at the feet of your mother. Mm-hmm. And she gave me so much game, knowledge, all of that shit that you just remember that even now it just make you a better man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I try to tell my brother before he passed away, he used to love that our mother would tell, she told us, we're not allowed to have a girlfriend. You're not. I'm not saying you can't date. Date. Go out. That's fine. But don't have one girlfriend. Date many. Don't be with just one. Because if you get one, you're going to be in love. And that's what you're crazy about. And she's, you don't understand, Mama. I love her. She loves me. No,
Mama knew.
Right. She was go date. Have one for Monday. Have one for Tuesday. Have two for Wednesday. I don't care. Just don't have one.
No, Mom knew.
And so my brother would love it because he would always be out and the girls were like, why can't we can't date? I can't be your girlfriend. Nah, my mama said I can handle a girlfriend. I don't know what to say. I can't go with this mama. Mama said I can handle a girlfriend.
That's the perfect excuse. Like,
right. Yeah. And then they'd be like, oh, you a lie. He, boop, 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 boop. Hey, Ma, can I have a girlfriend?
That's sage advice.
Yeah.
To a certain age.
Right, right. And to a certain age. Now you sit back and you think about it. Like, and I tell my daughter, 20, She thinks she grown. She thinks she know it all. And like I told her, like, don't date just one person. And like, even when my daughter came and told me she was gay, she's lesbian, I'm like, even better. My response to her was great. We can get hoes together now. That's what I'm talking about. Come on. You know, she's high-fiving me like, let's do it. But I was like, don't be with just you young, you pretty, you got what it, don't be with one. Get a few. Go on, get a few. I'm not mad at. Plus, look, I don't want to think about it, but you ain't gonna get pregnant. I'm okay with this. I don't care. I was like, my eldest son, he's in Alaska. He's got a girlfriend.
What the fuck is in Alaska?
The Army base.
Oh. Okay, yeah. I knew it. Just don't get up and like, I'm going to Alaska to live life.
His mother got married and he was stationed in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and then they went out there and got a life, and he's been.
Man, the military probably out there building Iron Man for real out there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Who the fuck goes to Alaska to look for some shit?
I hate it because when he was younger, I would have to get him every summer, and the judge told me and her both. He goes, well, she said, if you want him, go get him. And then looked at his mother. If you want him back, go get him. If he don't come get him, he ain't got to go. If she don't come pick him up, you ain't got to send him back. And I'm like, that's fair. So I would every year fly out to Alaska, pick him up, fly him back, and just hope that she ain't come and get him.
That sounds like a lot. But I get it. You do whatever for your kids.
Yeah, exactly. I would get fucked with every single time because how does it look? You see my appearance just off of what I look like off of it, right? I'm going to Alaska, round trip, no luggage, no nothing.
How long of a flight is that?
Oh, generally, it's about 19 hours in the air.
Fuck me.
About 19 hours. I found this out. You can't cross, and no matter what, when you go to Alaska, you have to stop in Seattle. I don't care where you fly out of. You can fly out of Los Angeles. You're stopping in Seattle. End of discussion. Because you have to switch flights because you can't cut across Canada because then it's international. You have to fly around Canada, which makes it twice of a long flight. So.
That's.
Yeah. So you can't cut across Canada.
So,
because now it's international.
So map this shit out to me. You go to Alaska, 19 hours,
mm-hmm.
pick up your son, y'all reunite, maybe grab something to eat at the airport. Back on.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Damn. So generally I would leave, say I left Detroit, fly to O'Hare or Colorado, one of the two. It was always one of those with the connections. Then to Seattle, from Seattle to Alaska.
It's three connections.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, the sleep I will be getting on the way back would be Hall of Fame worthy.
It was one time the best trip I had was when we stopped in Seattle like always, and from Seattle to Alaska, there was a gospel choir that had bought out like the entire Econ Plus cabin. It was like 100 of them, and I was all right, cool. They was like, listen, we got the whole cabin to us. I don't know how you got in here. It was me and a choir. And they was like, pick a seat. I don't care. Rest out. They was up, walking, moving, dancing. I was sitting down, feet were stretched out.
The shit you do for your kids, man.
I was sitting there like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The shit you do for your kids.
Oh, okay. He's in studio now. Big Mo. Your mic, bro. Put your mic on. Put your mic on. Get your mouse.
Yes, sir. There, I'm up here.
Yeah.
There you go, brother.
Yeah. Yo, Cat, you ain't nothing but a no low down.
That's right. Talk nasty
no
to me.
No good dog ass motherfucking ratchet.
That's right, damn it.
Ass.
Put some respect on my name.
You ain't nothing but a low-down hoochie daddy.
There you go. Don't forget the hoochie daddy.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
so I tell them all the time, like, I'm one of them cats that I don't like. I don't do well with affirmative, positive reinforcement.
Sweet talk.
So, yeah, if we appreciate you and respect the things that you say and your viewpoint is just, I don't like that.
Affirmative, positive reinforcement.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like that.
Can you use that in a sentence for me?
Yeah, I don't like affirmative. I like, with Mo knows say some shit like, hey, man, I fucking appreciate the shit you did, bro. Thank you.
And just leave it at that.
That's it. Yeah. That's okay. It.
But don't try to correct me or something on the end of that. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's fine. I don't like this. Don't hold my hand and talk to
like,
me.
Like,
okay. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Kat, you're a beautiful, wonderful spirit.
I don't like that. You get the answer for that. I
love you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, that's the shit I don't like. I don't like, don't Hallmark movie me.
Okay.
So that's why I'm always like,
I mean, just be genuine. That's, that's all you're asking for, just somebody to be genuine.
Like I tell him, I said, I'm not only a bald-headed hoe. I am the bald-headed hoe.
That's like, you bald head.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like you, Kat, you schmoopy whoopy pudding bear uncle on Captain Hottie.
You know what I noticed about being, how long you been bald?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Because I've been bald maybe about like 4 years. And that's
longer than that.
That's the first thing people trying to like hit below the belt with. Like when they look at you, that'd be like their first insult. You bald. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
I chose the fuck out of this. Right. You're not.
Wait, hold on. It's been about a year.
No, that was the last time I shaved it off. Because before that, remember, I was. All right, here's my thing. When I got out of prison, I was bald headed.
Okay.
And it puts you in a different mind frame, right?
Okay.
So when I got assimilated and I was back in the real world and moving and making, you know, life choices, my hair came back. My hair was long down to like my shoulders, you know, middle of my back. It was wavy and shit.
That's when I met. That's when I met Kat. When we got long.
No. This is before that, because that was really? Only shoulder length. And that's when I met Kobe.
Yeah. He was putting it in a ponytail and shit.
Yeah, braids, ponytails, boy. You name it, all that. Oh,
acting
man.
Acting like Uncle Jesse and shit. Jesse Kassopoulos.
And then I was like, you know what? I feel like I'm getting soft and I need my armor back. I need to toughen up again.
Okay.
So, went away.
So, I can grow hair too, but it just grow right here.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
I got you. Yeah, I dig it.
Moses hit the staff in the middle.
What?
So me, but now I'm just so accustomed to being bald. I enjoy it more. It's easier. It's better to maintain. Then when I'm in my biker gear, I can put a helmet on, take it off, not worry about, oh man, now I gotta, you know.
Yeah, no helmet here and shit.
You see what I'm saying? Exactly.
Do your kids ever fuck with you about it?
Nah, because they know I can grow it at any given moment.
The advantage. I can't, so that's why my kids.
If I go 2 days, I got to fade.
Okay.
I already got to fade. And it's like, nah, I got to, this got to go. Something's got to give.
You got to talk about the hair. When you had a hair and you having a bad hair day.
Oh, so I was, when I did have hair, I was real picky about it. Yeah, I would get a lot of broads all the time. Oh my goodness, your hair. Can I touch your hair?
Did you use a lot of product and shit?
I was natural. No, I washed it. That's it. Let it go. That's it. You know, I'll brush it out. Let's bro.
Okay.
But I don't like people, unless you were sucking my dick, don't touch my hair. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't like it. Like,
hold on,
and I would get it all the time because girls will always be like,
"That's what I'm saying, Mo. You caught it, like you down there." Like, so she like these.
It's okay. I'm okay with that. But that's the thing. If you go grab my hair, you got to pull it and spit in my mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all got our thing.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Not even mad.
Exactly. See what I'm saying?
I'm down for some spit.
Come on. Yeah,
I'm still trying to figure out how can she grab your hair while she's sucking your dick.
I never said grab the hair on my head.
But don't do
it. I'm okay with
there
this.
You go.
I was going to say, I'm looking for this.
That joke was real late.
So I would get irritated because if my hair was fucked up, I would be upset, and then I would always bitch and moan, and Kobe would be, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, man, I'm having a bad hair day, man. This is some bullshit. It won't fucking stay down. It was always this one dumb-ass fucking Superman curl that fell every time, right the fuck here, and it was that stupid little...
You could have been on the cover of a romance novel.
Man. A Hallmark romance movie.
I hate it.
What's the channel?
I forgot ABC Family, bro. Yes, sir. Oh, now Freeform, what it's called now, bro.
Nope. It's on that channel this house don't get. Won't get that channel.
I'm a big romance movie I'm talking Hallmark, ABC
Family. No, you're not.
Christmas romance.
Bro, he's a singer. He sings R&B. He's a singer.
So we probably gonna turn the temperature up real quick. I hate Christmas music. All of it.
Thank you.
What the fuck?
I don't want to hear none of that shit.
See what I'm saying?
Shake a hand in my mind. I don't want to hear none of that shit.
See what I'm saying?
I don't want to hear Mariah Carey. I don't want to hear none of that shit.
Yes.
Y'all motherfuckers.
Yes.
Burn it.
I don't.
The Grinch and Ebenezer Scrooge over here.
Listen, we're going to make a new podcast how we fucking hate Christmas music.
So look, I used to work in the mall when I was younger and shit.
Oh, traumatized.
I used to work, I was probably about 16, 17. I worked at Livonia Mall.
Okay, Livonia.
It's dead and gone now. I worked at the movie theater. Then when I had to quit, I worked at... There was like a 1-hour photo booth right next door. So I worked there probably about 2 years together.
You're showing your age.
Yeah, I'm old as fuck. Booth. 1 hour. You bring film. you walk around the mall.
We're going to stop you right there because you got new listeners. Go, film. What is this film he speaks of?
Some shit in the machine and take pictures. When you was done, you bring that to a nigga like me, and I will develop the pictures while you walk around the mall for an hour. Do you want one or two copies of each picture?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you get your negatives back.
All of that shit. Like, yep. I do sound like a dinosaur, like, because niggas don't know about the 1-hour photo booth.
Nope.
Bro, you is ancient,
if you got the digital copy and it got the negatives and the CD.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you how fast digital cameras put us out of business. I remember going to work on, like, a Sunday, because nobody wanted to work Sundays, but I would get paid double time.
Hell yeah.
So at 16, I'm always working on Sunday.
Sunday every day.
I'm there.
Open and close every Sunday.
Yep. And I remember my boss coming in like in the middle of the afternoon, and sometimes he come in, pick up money, you know, just fuck around, do some shit in the office, be in and out.
Doing shit a boss can do.
And he was like, you heard about these digital cameras? I'm like, yeah. He's like, look, people can take 200 pictures on a camera and develop it themselves. He's like, this shit gonna put us out of business, Damon. I'm like, you know, I don't see, at 17, I don't see the vision.
The concept's not there. You're like, nah.
Man, I came back to work Thursday. They was like, look, we closing next week.
Thursday?
Sunday to Thursday, he was like, we're closing next week.
You was probably like, oh, man, I'll be out of here before then, man.
I'm thinking this shit, you know, it sounds like some Back to the Future shit. Now in 97, that shit sound like some video game shit. Whatever. 100 pictures. That shit going to be like we had a client. We used to work with this real estate agency, and we would develop their pictures. They would bring real estate agents, in just rolls.
Right.
And they would they was like printing flyers to give to people. To view houses. I do sound old as fuck. I'm a caveman. But they was
bro, you ancient, bro.
they was bringing flyers, and that's what we was printing up to. They was printing them shits up to show the houses.
Right.
I remember the accounts. Like, if I talked to my boss on Monday, the account stopped Tuesday. They was like, look, we got 4 of these digital cameras in the office, and we just putting them on a computer and showing it to people that way. And I was like, that was like 75% of the money.
Right,
so when I come to work Thursday, my boss gave me $20 out the register. He was like, look, man, go get something to eat and go find, like, walk around the mall so you can find a different job.
Damn.
Because we closing.
Damn.
And that was it.
That quick?
In a week, dog, I lost my job. Digital cameras came and put a nigga out of business.
Damn. You know, the only time I came close to anything like that was when I was with Detroit with the police force. So I was one of the few that was a cop for my career was 18 months, beginning to end. 18 months. And that was academy, graduation, patrolling, retired.
Okay.
And that was back when Kwame was in office. And exactly.
He like, nope.
Yep. That was nope, I'm good. Nope. And the city was going bankrupt. So for me it was like I got a letter in the mail on Tuesday, and the following month, I was excited because I'm like, I'm about to get my own patrol car. I'm going to be on my own. I'm going to be freaking everybody I know. I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying? Nope.
They just took the jobs away?
I got a letter saying you can either chose to get laid off with no bias, or you can choose to retire. If you retire, you get to keep your badge and your CPL.
They ain't getting you no cat? No.
I had saved up my hand. No time, no pension, no. What 18 months? 18 months? No,
give me $1,000 to go away. Yeah, so,
they can't even pay your salary next week. What $1,000 they coming with?
So hold on. You can either be laid off and I can still keep my gun and my CPL, or I can be retired and still.
So if you got laid off, it was with non-bias, and that means if the opportunity in the future presented itself, you can come back with nothing against you. Or you can retire, you can keep your badge number, keep your CPL, keep everything. All the training we gave you is all yours, it's certified, and you carry that with you wherever you go.
All right, I mean, thanks.
Yeah.
That's all I can do, thanks.
Yep. Yeah, so I'm retired. I'm a retired cop. After 18 months.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah, right? 18 months.
They basically hit you with the Denzel, like, this is not an option, nigga. It's either this or that. Ain't in between, you get nothing else.
I thought it was going to be real wild, like, because I've been fired from so many places. Like, yeah, I got some terrible shit. Terrible shit happens.
Well, I got the worst firing I got was I was actually fucking my boss's daughter. And this was... I'm gonna say a company's name because I think they're still in business, but
so let's say allegedly.
It was
at a company allegedly. How's that?
Oh yeah, it was an alleged company. There you go. Yes. I don't know where they at now, but whatever. But yeah, I got fired because when he caught her with some of my things in my possessions, and he was like, "What are you doing with this?" It was a watch specifically, and he's like, "What are you doing with this watch? I know whose watch this belongs to." And why is it in your room? And
boy,
yeah, she couldn't hold water. She broke down and ratted everything out.
I would have hit
him where it hurt if he would have confronted me about that shit.
I was young. I wasn't as in your face as I am today.
Boy, you know? I got your daughter got it because we be fucking face to face.
I'm like, you're fired. I would have gave you the
Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon.
Y'all fucking wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I'm amongst friends.
I'm a huge wrestling fanatic.
Okay, so y'all want the inside scoop on something? You heard it here first from me. Sami Zayn is going to dethrone Roman Reigns. The end. Sammy. Roman.
Look, wait. Do you notice how you got both of them thinking? They're both like contemplating right now. You're like challenging their religion right now.
So hold on. Let me give y'all the whole play. Okay. I got three superstars who I think couldn't dethrone him. Sami Zayn is my number one. After Cody come back and deal with Seth, two. Well, they pull off some bullshit and The Rock come back.
Ooh.
And he take – The Rock ain't going to have both of them because, you know, he ain't going to be there nothing but 6 months. But Rock take one of them off of him and, like, Cody get the other one. Cody get the one that matched with his outfit. So what? That's the SmackDown one. And then The Rock get the black one.
I see Cody – I see Cody getting his.
They're not going to get Cody both of them. He not built to carry both straps. He just not. He can only have one.
They might give him both. Nah, they're more likely to give The Rock both than Cody both.
Yeah. Cody not going to have them both.
You already know. The Rock that's a no-brainer. Yeah.
That's fucking Dwayne.
I'm wondering how they're going to do it with Sami Zayn, because what's going on with them right now is so...
It's pure gold, bro.
Next week is scary.
And then when he hit him with the Usi line. You can stretch that, bro.
I just don't want him to pull the trigger too soon. And I understand he's been champ almost 2 years, but starting to see the seeds. They're planting the seeds for desertion. You know what I'm saying?
They're gonna have to.
Let me get y'all an idea though. We can let the Sammy thing play out, right? Sammy loses. The Rock loses. We let it carry on. All of a sudden, we gonna carry it on all the way to another year. You see how Bray Wyatt slowly building up.
Bray not getting that belt back.
Not yet.
No. And this
it's
is
a year later.
Just hear me out. just hear me out. Bray don't need the belt to be successful.
He don't
need to be champion or like that character don't need the belt. The character just need to be like, he need to replace like that Undertaker lane and just stay there. Taker didn't need the belt. He just come out, give you some dope shit on WrestleMania. He show up on SmackDown 6-7 times. Like, it's a main attraction type shit. And that's all Bray doing. He came back in October. We ain't seen that nigga in the ring doing nothing but talking. Nah. He ain't hit no ropes. He ain't gave us no entrance, not nothing.
Yo,
when he dropped LA Knight, they ain't even show it. When he did that
Firefly Funhouse, he was carrying SmackDown with just the skits, I remember, bro.
Yeah, so Bray, he don't need the strap. It's going to be somebody that can throw on T-shirts and put on Good Morning America next.
I just wanted him to have a decent run, though, because all of his runs wasn't – I just want him to have decent run.
Bray or Roman?
Roman already got his run. And WWE already has Titus O'Neil doing all those media press runs.
I don't feel like Roman shit over, because this what he got to do. He got to lose him. We know he got to lose him eventually. Yeah. But that nigga got to come back in like a violent way and get them bitches back and like assert some more dominance for like another year till Bron Breakker ready to take him off of his ass at the next WrestleMania.
Bron Breakker. Really?
That's my pick to win.
Bron Breakker?
In 23?
24. Bron will be ready by 24.
24?
He'll be ready by 24.
He'll be on the main. They'll bring him up day after WrestleMania like they always do. Uh-huh. You know, they put him on SmackDown, let him fuck up Braun Strowman and a couple big niggas to show that he's strong.
Can do something. I can move around a little bit. I can spread my wings a little.
Build him up slow, you know, get him with Austin Theory, Dolph, and then let him win the Royal Rumble that next year. Point at the sign, and he be ready for Roman.
The big thing is, we're under Triple H.
Yeah.
So he might get it before then.
This is not just, you know, big strong guy make him look strong, and then he's the champion. Triple H, you know, anyone, bro, Ricochet could be champion under Triple H.
No, he can't.
Triple H has been breaded for years. He's been trained.
It's not just that. It's Triple H is so respectful to the wrestling industry as a whole, especially to the independent scene, the other promotions. Triple H has respected
got a board of directors, and he got Fox and USA breathing down his neck. If them niggas tell him you got to do something to spike them ratings, Bron Breakker be pointing at the sign ready for Roman. They going to put that.
I don't know.
And you got enough time to bake them slow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't pull them out in NXT and throw them in the main event next. Like, you got enough time to, like, slowly cook him up to being change his look a little bit. Take that nigga out of them bright ass leotards. Throw him in something black.
I don't see it, because I see his grown man outfit.
Get Paul Heyman to walk around with him for 5-6 months.
I see about 5 or 6 people ahead of him.
Remember, they're still gonna give him that. You know, hey, that's Rick Steiner's son. Scott Steiner's nephew, you know?
Remember that.
They're still going to give him that. They're going to, like, bring that out.
But hold on.
Like, he's from the Steiners.
Here's even better. You bring him up next year. He main event the Royal Rumble. You mend them fences with the Steiners. Induct them niggas with Bron Breakker going to wrestle. Come on. That shit made for TV.
Yeah, they did that this year.
Book it.
Yeah.
Book that shit.
Yeah.
But for now, the soonest I see is Cody Rhodes. If they're going to put both belts on someone, they're going to give it to The Rock. I just don't see Sammy. And I love Sami Zayn. I'm talking then, bro.
But I see him losing.
I don't think he's big enough to hold both. I guess, like, when you're bringing someone like The Rock, The Rock is massive. I mean, internationally undisputed, recognized in every corner of the world.
I think right now nobody's ready to hold them both. Holding them both is a mistake. you got to come up with a scenario where he lose them both separately. Maybe like a triple threat.
One and one.
Or yeah, something. Like something need, and it need to happen all around the same time.
Like a gauntlet match.
Double elimination?
Who did that?
Double elimination?
Like Jericho did it back in the day, I think.
Seth Rollins. When he had the like United States,
yeah,
remember he went against
like best out of five or something.
Oh, no,
Survivor Series
No. Where Seth Rollins had to go against John Cena for the U.S. title, and at then
the, first that, match, then the main event,
and then the main event, right after, he had to go against Sting,
for
the WWE title.
Yeah, so do that something like that.
So they were like a gauntlet type, but it's not necessarily a gauntlet match. It's just. You know, this match, you got to go against that person. You lose that. And then he's still laying down all tired. Like, well, hey, get up because you got to get ready for your next match.
Yeah, you got to take it away from him like that. You got to and then Roman go away for like 6 months. He come back and he ready to unleash all type of hell. Everybody got to lose him, though.
You need a party figure for you to pull something like that off because that seemed like some straight up randomly hardest part.
The only hardest part is making that believable. The most believable is like a Finn Balor, someone who has a stable. Someone who has a stable behind him because Finn can win the Rumble too. Yeah, but the thing is, you know, the Bloodline is a huge stable. So you're talking about the Usos, Sammy, and Solo.
I think they're going to break that whole thing.
One single person is taking out all of that.
That's why Sammy can do it. He break him up from within.
But the only other believable is someone who has a stable with it in his own.
I feel you.
It's kind of written out. It seems like when it happens, Jay probably gonna side with Sammy. Weirdly, just to like kind of or
break up the family dynamic.
Yeah, break up the family dynamic.
You never go against the family. You never go against the family.
I know. My thing is with Jay, because he already said, I don't give a damn. Like you already know, he hired. I don't give a damn what the tribal chief say, bro. It's not. So he sit there like, you had me do all this with him. Now all of a sudden, he out now? Like, what the? Like, I'm supposed to be your right-hand man. You ain't even tell me about it.
Nah, I see where you're going.
I'm supposed to be his man's, like, you know, his bodyguard or whatever. Solo low key, really now his right hand man.
It'll be some inside dissension. I see.
Yeah.
It's gonna play out good though, but like I ain't been this happy. Like I fucks with wrestling heavy. I fuck with WWE, fuck with AEW.
I never would have guessed. I never would have got that from.
Love wrestling, man. Anytime that shit come, I try and go see it in person. Mm. I love that shit, man.
Like I told them, the best memory I had is this was years ago when Joe Louis was here. They had SmackDown here. And I was fortunate enough to get The Rock's elbow pad at the Joe Louis.
That's wild.
And it's buried with my brother now because my brother was always mad I caught it instead of him because he swore that he had it first and I took it out of his hand.
Who came down with it? Possession?
Exactly. I'm like, I caught it. He's like, it was in my hand.
First down.
First down. But now it's buried with him because he's always wanted it. So, you know, he got it.
Okay.
But that was one of my biggest, like, height of memorabilia.
My old man used to take me down there when I was a kid, and then once I started making a little bit of money, I started taking him.
Okay.
I took him to like a pay-per-view event.
Yeah.
And then I started taking my sons, and now they just too cool for
to hang out with dad now.
Do shit like that with dad. But before it was cool, like I'd take them, and man, it's everything a young boy should like. It's explosions, loud music, people getting hurt.
Like that. He's a huge wrestling fan.
So, now, if Vince was still here, let me tell you what would have happened.
Roman to have it till Brock come back. Brock get done with Bobby Lashley.
It'd have been something real boring.
John Cena would have won.
Was gonna happen.
They almost did give it to him, though.
It would have been, because if you think about it, the record, Ric Flair's record and all that. you see Ric Flair back in the whole thing. They doing the whole documentary and all that stuff because his boy empowered now. Vince wasn't having that. He like, no, nope. Cutting ties when as soon as they heard that, like, you know, he got that backlash from that plane ride from hell and shit.
You know, John's, I don't blame Vince for squeezing all the life he can get out of John Cena. Like, you only get one of them type of people a generation. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but he did it too much. Like, he didn't know when to ease up. He didn't know when to ease up.
Is he not the number one all time selling like merchandise?
I thought thought it was still nigga hating Hulk Hogan.
Oh man.
Still
No.
I think he's dethroned by now. Well, I don't know because he's got decades on the game.
Rock, Austin.
Yeah, but Hulk has been in it for way longer.
And people didn't really start
selling shit.
People didn't really start hating Hulk Hogan until like the last couple years once he found out he was letting the N-word fly all crazy.
Until he's out here, nigger. Yeah.
And that's the crazy part about it, though.
Vince and having sex parties with his homeboys' wives and shit.
With him and what's the other mullet-wearing guy? Not the rest. He ain't a wrestler.
You talking about some sponge, some
Bubba the Love Sponge? Yeah. That was his boy.
No, the other one that they caught saying nigger on his
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog the Bounty, yeah, him.
Man.
Both of them to me is an exact same fucking boat. They're the same person.
Look,
they
man, quiet as a cat. We all do some old.
We were just talking.
We all do some old racist shit in our
everybody
house.
Everybody a little racist every once in a while.
When I say, you know, my own personal shit, when COVID, like, you can't say that and do it.
Okay. All right.
Big Mo on the computer with the facts.
Yeah.
Due to his longevity, Cena has surpassed every WWE superstar in merchandise sales.
Really?
Though he may not have broken Stone Cold and The Rock's records in terms of peak sales.
Oh, but overall,
the leader of the C Nation's merchandise still surely remains at an all-time high in terms of variety.
Okay.
So he had more shit to sell.
But I'll say this though, I'll buy an Austin 316 shirt right now.
Hell yeah!
I'll buy Austin 316 shirt right now.
The most product is Stone Cold's belt. His broken skull belt.
His
that motherfucking cold.
That's the number one merchandise.
To this day, still?
Yeah, to this day. Like,
because that belt goes for a couple hundred, right? About 200.
I think that was last recorded March of this year.
That's recent shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But buying one of like the authentic belts, that's like about
they're about 300.
About 300, yeah.
Yeah, about
300. Mo, what you drinking on, man?
Oh, bro.
what you so we laughing because Dave's like, what the fuck's so funny? Like, Mo don't drink.
Okay.
Then he's doing shots of Gatorade.
That's his thing. That's his thing. Shots of Gatorade.
I love it, man. Yeah.
Shots of the Gatorade.
Hey, but it like it was getting faded, didn't it?
Mo, you might as well just keep that shit in the bottle, man. You're doing twice the work. You're still drinking the whole bottle, ain't you? He drinking sip by sip. Yeah. Mo, you doing twice the work, man. Just drink out the fucking bottle.
You trying to savor the flavor, baby.
It's Gatorade. Flavor. Nobody is judging you for chugging this.
Talking to a man who goes, last time he was in New Orleans, he got the hand grenade. He told him, he goes, listen, just give me the cup and fill up a Sprite. I don't want the drink. I just want to walk around. To be part of the crew, everyone got hand grenades. He's like, Sprite.
You put ice in that cup. You put ice.
That's so like, bro. That's why we all started laughing. He said, what you drinking? Because it looked like he going to town, don't it?
I thought he was like pouring up a drink. Yeah, I'm like, goddamn! I'm like, Mo got to be like six, seven drinks in.
Right? Yeah. Nah. Gatorade.
He is taking Dixie Solo cups, the little Dixie cups you keep in the bathroom, shots of Gatorade.
Man.
Put the mouthwash cup back. All right.
Don't let it be the lemon lime joint.
Yeah. It's green. It's green.
Oh shit.
See,
Mo, that's what he's drinking. And that's all he done got out of all them shots. That's all he done drank. Oh, that's the other bottle.
Okay.
I want better for Mo. I want you to do better, brother. I had never even met you, but I want better for you.
That's why we all started laughing, bro. That's why. Like this
that is crazy.
And it's funny because the thing is,
Because I have moments too in here, when, you know, when we're recording. And I always like to say, like, I'm going to get a little uncomfortable.
That's when he decides he wants to get serious with some shit and rock the boat.
Okay.
And I was like, man, hold on. I'm gonna need a drink. Hold on. Cause I'm like, this is gonna be really uncomfortable. Hold on.
Is that your normal shot glass for Gatorade? Like you got a special.
He has a designated cup.
I have about three more of this.
That is incredible, dog. That's
yeah. Incredible.
Cause I think someone was having a baby shower. It was an old coworker of mine. She was.
And you stole the cups?
Yes. No. I think we played a baby bottle drinking game.
Oh man.
And
this is getting uncomfortable.
And then but we tied. And then it was a dance off. Like, all right, since y'all tied, y'all gotta have a dance off.
So when it comes to dance, Mo's real quick to get naked. He'd be the first one on the table with his shirt off.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody got to get the party started.
Doing the P.D. Pablo.
This is not even an uncomfortable moment. I'm loud and proud with this.
Yeah, right? Wait, hold on. First of all, I want to bring this up because I thought it when you first came on the camera, bro, but why you shave your face, man?
I told you, bro.
Now I don't trust you.
I told you I was going to do it, man.
Now I don't trust you, bro. You can never trust me without a mustache.
This is actually growing.
He looks suspicious. I don't know about this one.
It's been about 2 weeks.
I don't know.
All I'm saying is game recognized game, and you're looking real unfamiliar right now.
Oh,
Pat him down.
Oh,
pat him down.
Oh, man.
He's got a baby face. And last week, he had a little something, had a little connection going on. We were like,
Look, man, a lion never cut his mane off. That's all I'm going to say.
A lion don't
cut his mane off.
Come on now.
Listen, man. All right, look.
I'm just going to highly encourage you to grow it back.
You know what? Listen, because
just as a friend, Mo.
Listen, bro. Because I know Kat, so I'm going to get back to his good side. Check this out, Kat. You a goddamn motherfucking motherfucker, you motherfucker.
That's my man right there. Talk to me nice.
You know what? Better yet, Kat, I got you. Bah humbug.
There you go. Yeah. See.
So I didn't finish touching on why I hate Christmas music.
We dove off into wrestling.
But I used to work at the mall. I worked at the mall like 2 years. Mm. So you know when you work at the mall on Saturday when they parade Santa out, oh that's a big motherfucking deal.
Yeah.
Like they clearing the aisle. They clearing the mall. Motherfucking Santa Claus is coming out. And starting like right around Thanksgiving, the Christmas music start, and everybody in the mall we had like a CD
that repeated all day long.
So
yeah.
I can leave my job and go to Sbarro's to get something to eat.
You hear the same
Christmas music. Yeah. I walk across to Foot Locker, Christmas music. Mm. The mall is playing Christmas music. Santa Claus getting paraded out. Every day around 11 o'clock to Christmas music and like niggas throwing candy to kids. Like it's, and I'm working, you know, you a kid, I'm working on the weekends. I see this shit every Saturday and Sunday for like 8 weeks. I'm like, dog, I hate
you traumatized. You traumatized.
Shit.
Yeah, you traumatized.
Every but Christmas music just ain't good.
So
what? What?
Okay, hold on.
Let's just take the emotion out of it.
I know what Christmas music makes you feel.
But
I know what it makes you feel.
But it's not good music,
bro. I know I'm a little drunk, but I know I'm not hearing right, bro.
Man, my boy Johnny Gill to tell you something different.
I was ready for you to say some Wham or something. So okay, I'm the Grinch. That's why they were calling you and I Scrooge and Grinch.
My boy Justin Bieber.
I'm not a holiday guy. I don't like.
Dog, I barely put up a tree.
Did you see you see my house?
I don't really put up because.
Do you see a light anywhere in my house?
I just take it to business. The kids want the gifts. Damn, they know it's Christmas. Damn the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the shit at?
See?
Where's the shit at? Because I split up the time with my kids. So, uh-huh. like, you know, they just not with me as much as they with their mothers. So, when they come here, it's business.
Yeah.
We came to Dad's house for the gifts.
See?
I might grab something to eat, but where the fuck the gifts at?
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I just want to, like, we ain't got to go now. you know, at one time I was dealing with someone and they decorated and made it like a thing, but like it's
that's fine.
It's me. Like if I gotta do it,
It ain't gonna get done. Yeah, no, I just not.
Here's the gifts. And I know that's all y'all want, and I ain't even mad at it.
Listen, you operate just same as me.
And I don't buy toys.
I'm not a
no toys from dad.
I'm not a holiday. Well, it depends on the age.
Nope. You get shit you need. Your mama buy you shit you want.
Shoes and, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You get shit you need.
So you ain't getting them an Xbox game. You ain't getting them a PlayStation game.
You know, I ain't gonna be like they my babies. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Okay. You want eight?
I'm just saying.
Like, dad ain't heartless. Yeah. I ain't heartless.
You ain't gonna buy him the BMX and we get him the scooter.
Oh man, I can't think of the last time I bought like something like that. My older kids, clothes, cash. Man.
Well, my daughter is now. I told my daughter, I said, look, you getting money? I ain't even gonna wrap it. You getting money?
Yes. I'm sure she's perfectly fine. Yeah, she had.
You know what her response was? Okay.
How much? Yeah. Is probably the response. Like, she's perfectly fine with
this
cash.
One, on the other hand, he still want me to wrap something and open and, you know what
I'm saying?
Oh,
he still want games.
Oh, yeah.
He had a PlayStation 5?
He's an Xbox boy.
He got the new Xbox? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
Hey, well, first of all, watch your mouth. Right?
Quiet as it's kept, though, I thought about getting one. Like, you can walk in the store and get an Xbox.
Yeah, you can.
You ain't gonna find, like, you gotta know somebody. Like, PlayStation they handing them bitches out like Section 8.
You gotta know someone to shot someone.
Bro, there's a reason, bro.
I mean, I hear that chip shortage shit, but like, 3 years later, I still can't go up in Target and pick one up.
Three years later. That way the PlayStation can still hold relevancy and it's still sought after, because if everybody got one, now it ain't hot no more.
Well, still, I want to play the games too. Shit.
But if you got one, it's not special now.
It's never really special. Yeah,
but because you can't go buy one right now, you want one. You really want one.
All right. I see your point.
You see what I'm saying?
I see your point. I ain't going to argue that.
If everybody got one, it ain't cool no more.
I ain't going to argue that. You're right.
That's not I tell, like, even with my son, like, even with guns, it's like with you. There's guns. I'm a gun fanatic, okay? My daughter, my son, even him, they know how to disassemble, clean them, reassemble them, everything. And I caught a lot of flack for, you know, letting my son and my daughters at 7, 8 years old.
Man, them kids be at the range younger than that.
You see what I'm saying?
Every weekend.
Man, that's like, even now, I can tell him now, hey, go get the shotgun and bring me. He'll bring it, load it, unload it, whatever. But he's not just a movie kid. He's trained. He's been taught. He's educated.
But see, like, at a certain age, my dad always told me, like, I'm gonna need you to, like, if something hit the fan, I need you to be backup.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going downstairs with the shoddy.
Yep.
And I'm a.
If anything but me comes through the door.
Or I'm a clear up. Yep. I'm a clear downstairs. Mm-hmm. If something happened to make it past me, you gotta protect yourself.
Yep.
Your mama and your sister.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Second line of defense.
And I need my son to think that same way. Like, look, I'm on. So I look at it like this. I'm on the first floor with the dog.
Okay.
So he gonna alert me to something ain't right.
Yeah, the alarm goes off.
Yeah, he gonna alert me. Now I'm on alert. I'm gonna let him out first because he gonna point me whatever direction they at.
First line. Yeah. Where we going?
He gonna let you know.
I can lose you
and still survive.
I can be okay losing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I can't, like, my kids upstairs.
No.
And it's gonna be a fight to the death.
See, yep.
For you to make it upstairs. You're gonna have to maim me.
In every literal word, syllable in the statement, you gonna have to kill me.
Yeah, to get upstairs.
Yeah. I don't care if I'm missing a leg, I'm clawing you. I'm eye hopping something, man.
But if something happened, I need you to protect the rest of the house. I need you to protect Dill.
Exactly.
Because you're the last man standing.
But
as soon as I got in motherfucking high school, my mom and pops was like, you in charge. I'm like, I'm the fucking youngest. Like, how the fuck am I in charge?
Because everyone older than you was girls. You're the only boy. That's why.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
And when you have sons, you got to raise them to be men. You know, because our ex, like... He going to be somebody's husband. He going to be somebody's father. And if he go out ill-equipped for that, like, you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Man. You fucked up. It ain't no way around that shit. So, like, even though it may seem tough, you got to introduce them to that shit when they're young. Because, like, look, you're going to have to do this for, like, survival skills need to kick in. Like, and the world ain't kind for men.
No.
You know, if you're a woman, and I'm not, I don't want to be sexist, but like if you're a woman, the doors are open a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you know, people, you don't people willing, the
yeah,
they a little bit more willing to help. Door. There's a little yeah. bit more assistance. If you a man and you ain't got shit, the solution okay. is go to work, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, get off your ass, go to work.
Don't be, know about, crying, the, I don't bitching. Care about your sob story, boo hoo.
Be broke or yeah. homeless or do mm-hmm. whatever the fuck you got to do. Pull yourself out of that shit, mm-hmm. and then like you can progress through life. But like nobody gives a fuck
nope.
about a able-bodied man that ain't. You know, able to do for himself, like no matter that's what your story
that's
is.
A you problem. That's a you problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you just gotta approach that shit that way. Mm-hmm. Nobody care.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Especially
not.
As a minority too. It's like they really always, don't give a fuck.
I always
about
felt it. Like wouldn't nobody coming to save me. You know what I'm saying? Man, like I gotta man. Figure it out. Because mm-hmm. yeah. at the end of the day, like it ain't no fairy coming out to, like I believe in God, but like ain't nobody coming out the sky with a song to all your problems. Everything good now. Here's that 10,000 you've been praying for. It fell off the back of a truck.
Right.
Yeah. No, that shit ain't happening. Like you just got to figure shit out.
And wish upon a star to all the fuck you want, but until you actually get up and make something happen, Captain,
it ain't gonna happen.
It ain't there.
It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
And when you're a man, just don't nobody get no fuck about that shit. I ain't complaining about it. It's just what life give you. So you just got to make that shit work.
It's funny you say because. I say all the time, like I've had this conversation before on the pod, and you know, those of y'all who are religious listeners, y'all understand. You heard me say this before, that I think the reason we're in this generation now, and the reason society is the way it is, because there are no longer men being raised the way they need to be. Physically you're a man, you're an adult, you're a male, but men have fallen short in drones because of the single women epidemic, that a woman cannot teach a man how to be a man. You just can't, because you don't know what it takes to be a man. So you're ill-equipped to give those lessons.
Oh, that's fact. And I also think a lot got to do with it, like the way that we coddle kids now.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Yes.
The participation award.
Everybody's good. Yeah. We're all equal. But like, nah, life ain't equal. You know what I'm saying?
At all.
When they took dodgeball out of schools, like to me, that was like a big fucking deal, because that separate the weak from the strong kids immediately. Mm-hmm. Natural selection is real. Like that's how we navigate through life. And when you stop preparing people for life, like life ain't gonna be kind to you. The world don't give a fuck. The world colder than a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you're not equipped to deal with the cold, like life gonna be real fucking hard for you. Mm-hmm. And you gotta prepare people for that shit. Like our parents at least gave us, I saw some shit on the news. Our parents gave us life skills, but I saw some shit on the news. Like we was a generation, you had a kid like 8 or 9. You knew to let yourself in, turn the stove on, make yourself something to eat, turn that bitch off. Don't let nobody in the house. Take the chicken out the freezer. Mm-hmm. Like do your homework, wash your clothes, take a shower, get ready. Your parents will come home 6, 7. Get the rest of dinner and like move on with the evening. You had to be independent because our parents had to work.
They had to go provide.
But now like we give our kids better. We want them to have better than what we had. We raise them different. We're like that tough shit that we went through made us independent. It made us better. Now like they don't know how to some life skill shit. They just don't know how to deal with because we made life so soft for them in certain areas. You know, it ill-equipped them.
I sit up and I think because you hear a lot of times you get anybody talking about life is so hard and I just can't deal and I can't cope with it. And you sit back and from my standpoint, my view, my life, I look and I'm like, your life ain't that bad. What is you bitching about? Why is you fucking crying?
Because everything not going their way. Life
and
just
that's what it is.
Life to, just be life.
Yeah, to them in their eyes. Oh my goodness, I can't deal with it. And it's like you.
But that's the thing that make life fair though, because it's hard as fuck for everybody. Now your heart may look different. No, your heart may look different than mine. You might be a millionaire going through some hard shit, and that looked different than me having $1,200 in the bank and dealing with some hard shit. But we all dealing with a certain level of hard. Like it's all relative, but we all dealing with some hard shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but that's just what life give to you. But so I look at like my kids, they book smart as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like they, I done tried to get them in decent schools, and you know, their mothers had lived in decent neighborhoods, but they not street aware. Okay. And I don't need them to be street smart, but I need you to have like your antennas up.
They had that radar.
And because me, like when I was younger, I was riding a bus. Yeah. I was, you know, walking. You was riding bikes.
Yeah.
Your life existed outside where like, mm-hmm. he can meet girls on Facebook. I had to go to the mall.
And actually
I had to go where girls were and talk to them and approach them face to face. And that's a whole different sell than like, what you doing?
That's a skill. That's to me that it teaches you the gift of gab, of how to carry yourself.
It teaches
how
you
to maneuver.
It teaches you the gift of gab, but it also teaches you how to have your antennas up, because when you somewhere and you hear grown men talking with elevated voices, you know that shit don't sound right.
Right.
When you hear certain trigger words or too much rumbling, you know what to look for. Where like they run into it, they want to put it on camera. When I used to see people fighting, I'm going to kind of go the other way because they may start shooting in a minute.
I still do that.
I don't care what the fuck is going
on. That ain't my
business. Let me,
Doc, I'm going to tell you something fucked up, and this just happened to me this week. So I'm at, you know, I work from the crib, so I'm at home, and I hear some like loud shit going on in my neighbor house. It just sound like shit getting turned the fuck over. I'm like, is she an older lady, and she got like a teenage son? So like she be gone during the day, and typically her son be there if he in community college.
Okay,
he like 18, 19, something like that.
Young adult,
but he's still at the crib. So I see him. I hear him kind of coming and going.
Yeah.
And you know, you just kind of get used to the noises of your neighbors.
Right. Yeah. You know what's normal, what's not normal.
But I'm like, for an older woman that lived by, I'm like, she making a lot of fucking noise. It sounds like somebody breaking in up over there. Clear as shit. Want somebody in that motherfucker breaking in. I heard the whole goddamn thing as soon as the window broke, the niggas getting in the house. And I'm like, damn, she loud as fuck. But like, because I be minding my own business, I ain't even think like, maybe you should just look out the window.
Did you say anything or no? You ignored it.
I didn't think of shit. I just ignored it. So I go to walk the dog an hour later. It's like four police cars outside. I'm like, what the fuck? She like, somebody broke in the house. Did you hear something? And I don't want to be like.
Yeah, I just didn't say nothing.
Nope, I ain't hear shit. I sleep.
Damn. Right.
Broke into her whole shit. So you got to be, so I'm guilty of it too. You just got to be street aware you know, you just got to know what's going on around you so you can try to avoid as much of the bullshit as you can.
See, I try to protect my block as much as I can. Like, dude across the street, I done got his bike back twice already where the little kids try to steal.
Oh, they good for stealing shit around. When my ex-wife used to live around here, they used to steal the motherfuckers all the time.
And that's my thing. And if that's what you want to do, cool. You're just not going to do it here.
Yeah,
you do that shit over there, right? And so, like this block, like from that corner to my corner, I patrol. I got this. Now, that corner to that corner, I don't like that motherfucker over there. And I found this out very, like, actually 2 weeks ago, that motherfucker in that yellow house over here knows my ex-wife, and he be reporting to her like a little bitch of the ongoings over here.
Oh, motherfucker!
Because she was like, "Oh, I heard you got a lot of bike meets over there," and. And
no, I go down there and knock on his damn door. You better shut your goddamn mouth.
When I found that out,
for why
like,
hey, though? So, for why?
Yeah, listen, I don't know if he want to fuck her. I don't know.
Yeah, never mind. That's probably
that's all it be. Dirty ass macking. Dirty fucking macking.
Pussy motherfucker like that. Now that's half a fag right there. I don't care.
And the type of person that you are, he could have came up to you like, yeah, I know that's, you know, your ex or whatever, but like, yo, you know, y'all.
But that's my thing. Go cool? do what like, you know want. What I don't care.
And you just said, I don't give a fuck.
You can go problem. Do whatever you want. She can do whatever she wants. It has none of my business.
Yeah, y'all adults.
I encourage it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, she likes Ziffendale. Knock yourself out. Exactly. Like, I'm going to support you, brother. Yeah. There's less stuff for me to worry about. Why you got to report and go run back and tell what's happening here?
Dirty
this
Mackin.
Ain't got nothing to do with nothing over there.
But you know how you said something like you patrol the street like I grew like when you grow up with men, like you see shit like that. Like there was a bunch of grown ass men on my block growing up, and like they all played like. You know, my parents were together till they both passed, but like the grown ass men on my block played a role in me seeing what the fuck grown ass men do.
Yeah.
You know, how they deal with shit, how they maneuver, how they live their lives. I mean, I can think one of my best friends lived up the street from me, and I never forget my pops. I had a Cadillac back in high school because I thought I was, you know, Thought I was hot shit.
What'd you hear? I had a 96 Fleetwood.
I had a two-tone DeVille. It was 89. Bitch was clean.
I had a 96 Fleetwood with hydraulics.
It was brown and tan. I had no hydraulics. I wasn't living like that, but shout out.
Ain't no Toyotas, bro?
I did.
No Toyotas. I don't want no damn Toyota.
Back in the day, though, I did have a homie that lived in the Southwest. My boy Doug. I know he still lives somewhere around here. Mm-hmm. Doug had a clean ass El Camino. He only had one switch. The bitch would drop his ass on it. It was clean.
Yeah.
And he crashed it and got another one. Still clean as hell.
Okay.
But I had a Caddy, and I remember the battery died, and I started having like real bad electrical problems with that shit. I'm 16, 17. I can't really afford nothing to go wrong with this bitch.
I needed to start every time on time.
But I remember it didn't start one day, and I was supposed to go to summer school because I fucked around all year long. I went to summer school 4 years straight because that was my only chance to graduate high school. So I'm going to summer school, and my car won't start. I know it's the battery. Mm-hmm. But like my mom's car is down, and like my dad at work. And I remember my aunt and my uncle was in town from like New York or something. So they was like, we'll buy your battery when your dad get home. I'm like, bet.
Oh, bless him.
So now I ain't got a dope, but now I don't have to go to summer school today because my car won't start. So I'm just going to go back kicking and lay it down.
Yeah.
My homeboy dad driving up the street see me with the hood up. He like, what's going on?
I'll take you to school.
Sure. I'm like battery dead. You know, I can't go to school today. He was like, bullshit. He was like, go get your book bag.
I got you.
And I'm going to drop. I was like, how am I going to get home?
Worry about that later.
He said, the bus. He ain't even hesitate. He was like, that motherfucking bus. Now, it's June, July, so you know it's hot as fuck.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, you going to take the bus home? I'm like,
man.
I'm like, my rich dad going to take me to school because he didn't want me to miss summer school.
You're going
to
get these grades, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, you ain't going to fuck around all year and then be like, I'm gonna take that day off of summer school.
Like, you thought.
Fuck
you! That's what you get for fucking around in the regular season.
That's what you get for thinking.
What's that new calendar that's out now? You fucked around. You done found out.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you how bad I fucked up. So I was fucking. So I had Spanish like down to a science when I'm not going.
Okay.
Because that's what I was taking in summer school that year. I took Spanish 2 years in a row. Still can't speak.
You failed both years, didn't you?
Both years. Still can't speak a lick of that shit. I'm gonna tell you the story how I got out of taking it a third year. Nice. Still can't speak a lick of that shit. Me and my homeboy Sam, shout out my dog Sam, we still cool to this day. Both has failed Spanish. We used to sit next to each other. Some days Sam will show up and get the homework. Some days I'll show up and get the homework. Then, because we was like upperclassmen in like a 10th grade class.
Okay.
We just found like one of the little 10th grade girls that was sweet on us. Like, look, I know you take this same teacher earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Just get the homework.
Yeah.
Me and Sam will copy that shit. We just turn it in when we come in.
Yeah.
Like,
ain't
no big, we ain't got to go to class. We got to work. So anyway, me and my nigga Sam skipping, we got our whole thing going through the school. I started kicking it with this little girl. Her dad was like a superintendent, something high up.
Mm.
She gave me the teacher book.
Oh.
So now I'm shit. Now I got the homework and the test. So me and my homeboy Sam, we floating.
Yeah.
We floating through school. But we showing up. We might show up twice a week.
Okay, if you're so, lucky. That's a good week. That was a good
week. So the teacher's like,
I know something.
She couldn't figure it out right then, but she's like, you and Samuel, y'all in cahoots.
Samuel, okay.
Yeah, you know, Sam, because that's my boy.
Yeah.
But like, she knew something, she just couldn't figure it out. One day I forgot, me and Sam couldn't hit the copy machine and like get single copies, so we passing the work back and forth during like a test. We dropped something.
Caught you.
She called us, she was like, that's why y'all get hundreds on everything. Then she started grading for it. Like, she changed the grading curve where, like, me and Sam just couldn't pass. So we in summer school, we got this nasty work. We in summer school, we got this other class, whatever. So come the next year. Now we failing again. Me and Sam, we still back in her class. She fucking us over. Miss Freitas.
I never knew the name.
Miss Freitas is fucking with us again.
You had the same teacher multiple times, bro?
Yeah. Two years in a row.
That second year, she probably like, I don't give a fuck if you actually know this
Hold
shit.
Hold on.
Nope.
Her whole attitude was, I don't give a fuck. bitch, I don't get no fuck neither. So I remember one day she stopped me and Sam coming into class. She would always speak Spanish to us when we come in. Hola. Yeah. I ain't even never reply. Like, bitch, I'm here. Right. You know why I'm here.
Yeah.
You know why I'm here. I'm trying to graduate. Yeah. So I come into class one day. She stopped me and Sam both out in the hallway. She was like, you and Samuel, I'm going to fail y'all again. She said it, real private conversation, pulled us close. She's like, I'm going to fail y'all again, and y'all going to graduate from summer school. I told her, I said, Miss Freitas, what you don't want is me in here another semester. She's like, and I just keep it at it. She's like, is that a threat? Take it however you want.
Yeah, it's whatever
I was like, if you felt it was a threat, if you felt our conversation was appropriate, we'd be having this conversation down in the office with the mm-hmm. principal. Because mm-hmm. yeah. you said some wild shit, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you felt that comfortable, we'd be having that shit downstairs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, what's going to happen is you don't want me in here another year. And she's like, we'll just see. I said, bet.
All right, word. Respect. Bet. Respect. Yeah.
So I was probably in 11th grade because I was going into 11th grade. So I didn't want to be taking Spanish.
Right.
In 12th grade, because I wasn't going to take it in summer school. I didn't want to take it in 12th grade and be in school all day. But I still ended up in school all day. So anyway, I came up with this plan. I knew this. I was trying to play football. And in order to play football, you had to run track. So it had to be nice outside.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, in track practice, you have to run around the floors. Cass was big as fuck, so you have to run around. And this is the old building.
Before, you were a Cass graduate.
Yeah, before these kids moved into that new greenhouse, I was in the pickle factory.
Oh, yeah. You was in Cass.
Yeah. Big ass floors and
pickle
shit.
Pickle factory.
It used to be a pickle factory back in the day.
You gotta be Detroit to know, yeah. The, used to the be original Cass.
Yeah, it used to be a pickle factory back in the day. So what we did, while we running the floors, me and my homeboy dropped down the floor. Like, we run in the fourth floor. We dropped down to her office in the third floor. Mm-hmm. We broke in the office. Anything that wasn't tied down, I flipped upside down. I ain't take the grade book or nothing, because that's like way too obvious. You take a grade book, you got.
Yeah.
And this is how old I am, because, like, it was books that they used to write the grades in, not on a computer. It was an actual book. So I knew if I took the grade book, that's just going to put the battery.
Yeah.
She going to know something up. So we flipped all that shit upside down. I locked the door back, finished track practice. Next day, she's standing outside. She waiting on me and Sam again. She's like, I know you all had something to do with what happened. I said, What are you talking about? She's like, you know what happened. I said, huh?
Well, whatever do you mean?
And that's how I played it. I said, but I know this. If something did happen, we probably wouldn't be having a conversation outside of your office. Mm-hmm. If you really thought I did something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said,
if you could prove I did something.
I didn't even go that far. If you thought something happened.
Prove.
But before I went into class, I said, but I know this. I won't be in here next year. And she passed me with that D. I cannot.
She's like, you know what? Here you go. You got a valid point right there.
I can't speak a lick of Spanish, but I didn't take it that next year. But I was still in summer school for some other shit.
See, my thing was a little different for me. I got expelled from Western International. So that
Cowboys, right?
Yeah. I was ineligible for all DPS after that.
So where you had to go to? Douglas? That used to be the bad kid school. Okay.
I graduated from Oak Park High.
That's the other thing. Like, you can transfer, like,
district.
You brand new again. You got baptized.
DPS, all of Detroit wouldn't touch me. I went to Oakland. Oh, sure, come on in. Cool. Anyway, got there, and I signed up for Spanish class. I'm like, oh, got this. Well, they told me I can't take Spanish. I'm like, why can't I take Spanish? And they say, oh, it's unfair. You speak Spanish, so you can't take the class. And I said, oh. Well, I don't want to take English either, because I speak that too. And, you know, they was like, well, no. That's a requirement. I said, why? I speak it. Why should I take it? I speak it. If I speak that and can't take that, I speak this, and I ain't got to take that. How that don't make sense?
How they work it out, though?
Oh, I took Spanish.
Okay.
So, but I ended up passing every Spanish class within a year. And so they gave me my independent study the second year. And that was cool because... Well, at first it wasn't, because the second year Spanish, we had an actual new Spanish teacher who was actually Mexican, Señora Guzman. And when she came in, I remember when she said my name fully and enunciated every syllable, I was like,
Oh, she like, for
oh,
real.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this bitch for real.
No, shit. I don't like that shit.
No, she.
Because all my Spanish teachers was like middle aged white women.
Yeah, no, yeah. right. Yeah, my first year was the same way. We had a friend
trying to roll their R's.
Yeah, we had the French lady thought she was doing something. I'm like, cool. when Ms. Guzman came in, it was my free ride ended.
Yeah.
It was a wrap. She was like, nah. She had me reading books that I used to come home and ask my mother, like, Maz, help me with this. And she would read the book, and she goes, okay, what did you get from it? And I'm like, I don't know what happened. All I know is it's some naked people on the beach with a boat. And she's like, it's a little more than that, but yeah. So it was a book,
Did Miami have to do something with this? Like some?
Because this was old English version of Spanish. Like, this is Shakespeare Spanish. So the
I ain't gonna lie, I was just thinking, like, I don't know, some Miami.
Well, no, but because it took place in Florida, actually, was Miami.
I bet it was
and how they came over and how the pilgrimage came with the boat and they settled and plotted the people and grew their farms and the natives that were here and they, you know, I didn't because it's like reading Shakespearean English.
That story's so Florida.
Thus and thee and. All type of unnecessary. I read Spanish. I don't know what this is.
That story is so Florida, it hurts.
She damn sure made sure she was easy for me.
That story is so South Florida, it hurts. Yeah, like what? Like Spanish boats coming to America? This is in Miami, isn't it?
So listen, y'all. I wanna start putting a pin in it because I know Dame got something to run and do in a little bit.
I gotta be on some dad shit, man.
So he's gotta be a father.
Oh man.
So because of that, what we do at the end of the episode, Kobe, stick around. We'll do the Christmas at the end, right?
Fuck okay. Christmas, Kobe. Let me say this. Yeah. I'm not gonna say fuck Christmas because I believe. Yeah, fuck. But even though Jesus was not born in the wintertime, he was born during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But Christmas music can go to hell.
Dig.
I'm actually indifferent.
The two over here, one indifferent don't matter.
I'm just indifferent to Christmas. Although I do like the Christmas romance movies.
You like romance any fucking thing.
That is true. Absolutely, 100% true.
At the end of the show,
I can't even be mad at that because liking the romance movies got to throw a lot of. They gotta get you in a fair amount of good favor with the ladies.
A little bit here and there.
I like the ratchet shit, so you know.
Yeah.
All they need is a blunt and a fifth of Hennessy, and we good.
Look, man. Look.
So anyway, we at the
show
end
me the hole your mama made.
See,
maybe some Coney later on. Shit.
We normally do we'll do like a GTD, which is a Get the Draws playlist.
Okay.
Or we add to the Ratchet list.
What are we adding to today?
I don't know. We're gonna let you as the guest. You can pick. Are you feeling in a ratchet mood? So the ratchet playlist is anything that'll hype you up, anything that make you want to flip a table.
No, man. I want to. Let's simmer it down. It's 8:30 on a Saturday. You know, if things go well for all you gentlemen, you might have lady company later on.
GTD.
So what's y'all got some songs that's currently on there?
Whatever song that will help you get in the panties.
Oh, it's man.
The GTD, Get the Draws play.
Oh, I know. I remember that episode of Martin.
You see?
I know that episode of Martin.
Claudine. GTD. What does GTD stand for? Tommy, I've asked a question. What does GTD stand for?
I answered your question. Got your drugs,
yes. Man, you are in a court of law. There are a lot of people in here. We can't hear you. Your Honor, you're going to have to make them speak up. What does GTD stand for? Got the drugs, okay?
I'm gonna go old school.
What you got? Hit me.
Quincy Jones, Secret Garden.
Ooh.
Secret Garden. You can play this for a young lady, or you can play this for a mama. You know what I'm saying?
Or the mama's mama.
Hey, I know some mamas who can get it right now.
Look, I know some 50-year-old grandmothers.
You want to hear mine?
Okay. Yeah, I know some 50-year-old grandmothers.
You dig?
You're like, oh, what you know about that, baby?
Come on now. Look, Miss Myrtle, I know I'm going to show you some things.
Not these 50-year-olds. Nowadays,
no, 50-year-old grandma might actually show you something.
Hell yeah.
But I'm cool with that, too.
Hey, sometimes you got to be a good student to be a good leader.
Look, man, I had an old woman one time. Like, she was old. She died on me.
On you?
Not while I was in her. Oh. But, like, while we was dating, she died.
Oh. I was like, I would have to shake your hand for that. Like, I ain't never been.
I don't want to take nobody to the gates. But, like, she died while we was kicking it.
Okay. All right.
And it was traumatic. Baby, show me. It was traumatic.
Did she do anything?
She did, but I didn't take it.
Oh. Was being a gentleman?
I just didn't feel right.
Okay.
I just didn't feel right. That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
Respect.
And she had a son that was like my age.
Oh,
man, like,
really want to go down this road or not?
I didn't want to go down that road at all. I didn't want to go down that road at all. This is the type of jam you throw on for a woman, you know.
You got
my
hit with Mo. You already hit with Mo. You got Mo.
And Mo there.
And Mo can sing. We can sing it together. Y'all let the whole joint play?
About a minute ago.
Okay. Let's make you blow you a blunt. You know, you give her a little shot glass, a Gatorade with a little tequila.
Hell yeah.
I ain't mad at it.
Mo, where you at, man? You not in Michigan, I assume.
Nah.
I'm in South Florida.
South Florida, what part?
Hollywood.
Okay.
All right, what you got, Kobe? You want to go next?
You'll all drop a song for the playlist.
Everybody drops a song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the playlist song. For real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give me a minute.
Give you a minute.
Give me a minute.
All right.
All right. So here, I got mine's right now. So I'm gonna knock one. I'm gonna stick in the same genre that Dame went. And I'm gonna drop some Barry White.
Ooh. Practice what you preach. There you go. Talk that talk to me, baby.
What do you wanna do?
What do you want to do? Come on.
My wife can't stand Barry White. I'd be mad as hell.
That's why your wife ain't on the show. I'm
with you. Been that shit, man.
Please. Kobe, how long you been married, fam?
Too damn long.
Unfortunately, almost 7 years.
Oh, you still young in the game. You still young in the game. Y'all got kids?
No.
Oh, nah.
Yeah.
Y'all just together because y'all love each other. It's still easy.
Oh yeah,
that's still easy. Wrong.
I talk about shit all the time, but like I told him, he loves his wife.
Yeah, y'all together because y'all love each other.
But he loves you.
That's we don't have to always like each other.
Yeah.
No, that's perfect. Like y'all together just because we in love, because we want to be here. Yeah. We ain't got no kids and nothing binding us together.
So why don't we stop?
Yes, she listened to this, so you know I'm playing.
Why don't we stop wasting time?
Right. She in the dump.
I've had my share of lovers. Some say I'm
dead. You're gonna wonder why I woke up dead or some shit.
And if you think you can turn me out, baby, I wish that you would. Cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. You say that.
All right, who's running up next? What you got? Who all next? Right. Who on deck?
You know all I'm right. Joking around. Calm down.
You know what? Hey, I'm going to pay a little homage.
What you got?
Be a little problematic.
Hit me.
Unfortunately.
Chris Brown featuring Trey Songz.
Unfortunately.
Songs on 12 Play. Shout out to a man I cannot say that just came out with an album.
Oh, they ripped that album right off.
Did they?
Yeah, they took it off.
That's quick.
It went even up the whole day. Ah. Probably getting in trouble now.
You're a goddess in the bedroom. Devil in skin tights. Drug that I'm hooked to. But it's okay, I'll be alright. Try my best to please you. Show you.
that matters. Do whatever you want.
Turn on that red light.
You know how it goes.
Let me start your ignition. Don't you know that you're reminding me?
With the program, she wanna watch something and you hold her up, right? She wanna watch something. We'll come on tonight on HBO.
It's no, some anime. Gotta be anime.
No, bro. She just in here being nosy. That's because I said something about us.
In her house being nosy?
Right.
Yes.
Come on, man. This is
my private domain right now. Even though we share this office, it's my office. Right
this right? is my time.
This is my turn.
So you know you know how you can make it even though you can probably get it done tonight. I know she locking that door when she go in the bathroom. Just open the door up. Don't even go in there. Just open the door up. Sit outside the bathroom door. Let all the steam out. Yep. Just make it uncomfortable.
Yep.
Okay.
Because that was her time. That was our time.
Yes.
All right, so before you give your song, bro, Dame, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can follow you at.
Look, man, I'm one half of an amazing podcast with my partner, Shop Talk Podcast. We on Apple, anywhere you can find and listen to podcasts, you can find us, shoptalkpod.com. We on social media, Shop Talk Podcast or at Shop Talk Podcast Studios. I'm Dame 3_313 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Talk to me, at me. I talk back. I ain't funny acting at all. Look, man, we 356 consecutive weeks. We just dropped our latest episode, dropped this morning. We had Comic J Will come through. We didn't have a little bit of everybody. We got a slogan. When you see the blue and the black, you know where the fuck you at. And it's Shop Talk Podcast. Okay. You know, we ain't the Rockefeller Podcast, but we are Jay and Dame. Shout out to my partner, Jay Johnson, 313 on everything that matters. Look, man, the other flagship podcast at our studio, This Week in Culture with my homeboy Trinidad Ant.
Yeah.
Shout out to my dogs, the twins.
I went to high school with them.
Oak Park.
Yeah, I went to high school with them.
Yep. Shout out to my homeboys, the twins, the Connected Experience, Curve Gotti, Name Tag, Motor City Oprah, Hey Verge. Shit. Just, you know.
You got a stable. You got quite the stable there, brother.
You know what, man? Everybody that's doing podcasts, you know, this game ain't kind. You know what I'm saying? Like you kind of got to make your way. It's still the Wild West and it's a lot of them out there,
right?
But it's enough room for everybody. I just encourage people to be them, do what work for you. If you're looking to book sometime, book with me and the homie Jay. We'll take good care of you at our studio.
Word.
And, you know, sometime in the near future, man, we got to get y'all on the books for 23. Mo, you may not make it being down there all the way in South Florida, but everybody else, you know, we love to get y'all in the studio, have a good time, and just kick it, man.
Definitely.
We make it a good one.
Oh, shit, like I said, I was back and forth between Indiana and here for the last few years, and I just got back here now dealing with my mother and stuff back in April. So even when I got back, I even told a couple like, dog, I said, I want to get up there one day and just record an episode out of there. One, because I like to support black and brown business, but then two, I like what y'all doing over there. So,
come on, man, we'll take good care of y'all.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
For real.
You know, even just to go and record it, just even if it's just our shit, just to record or something just to help support and, you know, show that we're here.
Yeah, man, like I said, we take good care of you. We love to have you. We try and do good business by everybody. So, I mean, you know, come enjoy the studio. It's a nice private spot.
Yep.
We have a lot of people in and out of there. You never know.
It's not that far from where my son's house is at.
Oak Park.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
Right.
He right off 10 mile.
Yep. We dab smack in the middle of Oak Park.
Yep.
And we didn't had a little bit of everybody come through the studio. So I mean, yeah. Let me know, or you can book on the site.
Hell yeah.
We'll set something up with y'all for our shit. I'll look at the calendar for next year. We starting to line up guests. And, you know, y'all come through and kick it with us, man. We have a good time.
Definitely. Right, definitely.
Bet.
Definitely. So with that being said, y'all don't forget to tell a friend about your podcast, your podcast. This has been another episode of the I'm Not As Things You Drunk I Am podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew. I am your Royal Ratchetness, Reverend Ratchet, your main man's cat.
This is Big Mo. Don't forget the memo to believe in Big Mo, because that is the M.O.
This is your favorite D.D. Nat King Kobe. Holla at y'all later. Peace.
All right, Kobe, what we going out to? You had all Drake? This fucking time, all this time, and didn't have a song in a barrel.
What you said, Drake?
No, he did not say fucking Drake.
give me fucking man, motherfucker threw off my whole energy and shit, man.
I don't know, threw off my whole energy. What song is that?
That's by Fetty Wap. No,
Fetty Wap. I got Fetty Wap. Want some Fetty Wap?
No,
that ain't too GTD.
Just spin some. Threw off my whole
Drake.
No, we're not doing
Drake.
Aaron Hall, don't be afraid. Aaron
wait, Hall, did you say Drake?
I got you. Just because I know you like you listen, a fan.
Drake.
You heard me, language. Aaron.
I thought you was gonna play Drake. That's your favorite artist.
Patience ain't no virtue with you. Better waste plenty time pacing around, hate this cool. You with bitches on the side, I let my mind wander too. You relentless nigga, I don't need brand nigga. Text me like I'm waiting for you to come lie to me. My days ain't just hurt me, I can't compete. Still on the way, I lay away, give you not around me. I'm so on you, still gone for you. Needing you to talk to me in your love language. Show me, yeah, how to connect to you. Help me understand how you speak your love language. Bad as I wanna be yours, I can get with your program. Sexing like a slow jam. Stick around cause I want to. Bad as I wanna keep focused. You remind me I'm imperfect and it sucks to admit. Nobody put that purpose in me like you do. Still, nobody get that work up on me like you do. Nobody get the truth about me quite like you. You the definition of my right hand. Never mind, right in back seat when you leave me. Talk to me.